Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 6:32. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Monday, August 10th. The Secretary of the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, Dr. Lee Norman, says that while there's no way to know for sure at this point, he's not very optimistic about high school sports completing their seasons this autumn.
I think it's very unlikely to be successful. When you think about multi-million dollar athletes in the professional ranks that are not thriving, you know, we've had it across almost every professional team and every kind of and every kind of sports. And those people are being handled with kid gloves. Everybody around them is being tested. They're being treated like the fanciest of racehorses, and they're getting it. I'm really concerned that it will be highly likely that it will there'll be COVID-19 and that sports will have fits and starts in terms of turning it on, turning it off. I don't have a crystal ball, but I think it's going to be a problem.
Vice President Pence hits the road this week, aiming to shore up support in the Midwest.
Vice President Mike Pence travels to Des Moines, Iowa on Thursday to launch what the Trump campaign is calling the Farmers and Ranchers for Trump Coalition. Pence will likely tout the USMCA trade deal and the Phase One deal with China, both of which are aimed at benefiting America's farmers. Iowa is shaping up to be a battleground state in November. President Trump won Iowa and had 6 electoral votes in 2016, beating Hillary Clinton 51-42%. Clinton's performance in Iowa was the worst performance for a Democrat since 1980. In Washington, John Decker, Fox News.
Kansas Representative Ty Masterson tells KNSS News, last week's primary election showed that the Kansas silent majority is much larger than anyone thought.
Tired of the mandates here in Kansas, or watching the national news, watching anarchists burn our cities down, the insurrections, right? I mean, I don't know any police officer or emergency management person that's going to want to vote for a Democrat, right? I mean, we're defund the police. I mean, it's almost unbelievable. So I think the law and order crowd comes out in November as well.
Ty Masterson from Andover, a guest on the John Whitmer Show, heard Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock on KNSS. The rise in online shopping, coupled with the recent pandemic, has local shopping centers looking like ghost towns. But there is one e-commerce giant apparently ready to gobble them up.
Amazon might be buying up empty malls across the country to use as fulfillment centers. According to a report from the Wall Street Journal, the biggest mall owner in the U.S., Simon Property Group, has been in talks with the e-commerce company to turn some of its empty stores into distribution centers. Such a deal would provide Amazon with centers perfect for same-day delivery and might further reduce the need to shop at a mall altogether. Mary Corsetti, Fox News.
Democrats are pinning their unusually high hopes for winning a Senate seat in Kansas on a retired doctor and former lifelong moderate Republican who has vexed conservatives during a decade in the legislature.
State Senator Barbara Boyer represents a Kansas City area legislative district along the Missouri state line, having grown up in the same cozy suburbs. She's pitching herself as a voice of reason who works with state lawmakers from both parties. Before switching to the Democratic Party late in 2018, Boyer bucked GOP leaders on health care tax cuts, and education funding. She entered the fall campaign against Republican Western Kansas Representative Roger Marshall with $4.5 million in cash. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Sedgwick County's mobile COVID-19 testing team is in action again this week. Walk-up testing is being offered for free without an appointment, 8:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Testing is only being offered to people with symptoms of COVID-19 or people who have been in contact with others who have tested positive. Asymptomatic testing is only being offered to first responders and healthcare workers. The testing team today will be at the Valley Center Community Center, 300 block of East Clay Street in Valley Center. Once again, that's 8:30 to 11:30 this morning for free COVID-19 testing. Americans headed back to some big chain restaurants as regulations have eased for the coronavirus across the country.
COVID-19 shutdowns putting a dent in traffic at some major chain restaurants. But a new report from the marketing firm Top Agency saying that despite a bumpy few months, Olive Garden and Texas Roadhouse are the top restaurants in most states, seeing the most increased traffic, even though casual dining is off by about 58% since the start of the pandemic. Texas Roadhouse, the favorite of 16 states in the lower 48, Olive Garden taking the top spot in 12 states. Applebee's, Chili's, and Denny's, the next most popular chains during the pandemic. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
He's known as the Chief Mouser. Britain says goodbye to a famous cat.
Britain's Foreign Office announcing the retirement of its cat, saying Palmerston, who's known as the Chief Mouser, moved to the countryside during the coronavirus lockdown and has decided to stay there, leaving human diplomats to handle international affairs after 4 years on the job. Palmerston is popular, boasting 100,000 followers on Twitter. Colleagues say he'll be missed. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
Colleagues say he'll be missed. That's good. By the way, Simon Owen from Fox News in London. We'll have Simon on live at about 7:15 this morning, and we'll talk about the coronavirus worldwide. So we'll chat with Simon about a half hour from now. It is 6:38 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Let's take a look at that weather forecast heading into the week with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Some scattered thunderstorms were gradually weakening across south central Kansas this morning, and we will likely see more redevelopment later on this afternoon. It'll be breezy, hot, and humid with a high 98. Areas of thunderstorms into the evening as well, some strong to severe with a low near 70, then morning storms on Tuesday, by afternoon sunny and 92. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
And currently in Wichita, a bit of a gusty wind out of the west. We do have some scattered rain showers in the area right now. It is 76 degrees here on this Monday morning. It's 6:38 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and that means it's time to check in, get some great information during the commodities update. Here he is, Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Ted and Jan. Despite higher cash cattle prices last week, Friday we saw the live cattle and feeder cattle make a second straight session of new lows for the week and close negative. Now, on the charts, last week's price action shows signs that the cattle futures are getting toppy and due to pull back. Now, December lean hogs Friday took out the July high, and October came very close to it. On the close Friday, October live cattle, 52 cents lower, 106.45. September feeders down 75 cents at 145.12. And October hogs $1.77 higher at $50.97. Now, the corn futures and the Kansas City wheat futures scored new contract lows Friday. Now, despite China buying 456,000 metric tons of U.S. soybeans Friday, the soybean futures made new lows for the week. Now, this Wednesday is the USDA supply and demand report, and we saw last week the September Casey wheat lose 27 cents, December corn lost 6 pennies, and November soybeans lost 25 cents for the week. At the moment, September Casey wheat's 2.5 cents lower at 4.13. December corn's up a half a penny at 3.21 1/4. November soybeans down a penny and a half at 8.66. September crude oil trading 55 cents higher at 41.77. December gold up $12.50 at 2,040.5. September S&P a point and a quarter higher, 3,346. September dollar index 25 cents higher, 93.66. And September Dow Jones futures 82 points higher, 27,415. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
It just occurred to me, I haven't heard much about the cattle market and how it's doing. How are Kansas cattlemen doing right now as far as getting our product around the world?
Well, we did see a nice little surge for a while there in our beef exports. They have backed off a little bit here lately. There's still concerns about domestic beef demand just because of all the restaurants that we have closed and so forth.
Okay.
Cash prices in the feed yards have been improving, but we're still looking at kind of a bleak situation out there.
Yeesh. Hey, how was your weekend?
It was busy. We had a lot of fun over the weekend. We even done a marriage exercise over the weekend. That's called taking wallpaper down together.
All right. Well, that is a good project to team up with for a two-person. That's a load.
Yeah, we both lived through it, too.
Well, bless your heart. That's why you two are a great couple.
Right.
All right. I'll let you get going. Thanks, Tom. We'll talk with you again tomorrow morning. That's always great information. The Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. It is 641 with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Some reminders about HSAs. That'll be information coming shortly from our money tracker, Don Grant, right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.